Hello, Joy.
Hello, Kerry.
How are you?
Well, I'm angry.
Oh, Why?
Because Mark has admitted he does not lock his car.
Yes.
He has also said that if he got it, he would like it to be stolen.
Oh, no.
To me, if I was his insurance company listening to the radio, I would pull his insurance now. Mm. I work with the police and as a volunteer, and I cannot believe that someone in this day and age does not lock his car when he goes shopping.
Well, no. Like, if I go to a mall, I lock the car.
I'm talking
when I pop into the dairy that's up the road.
No, it will still get stolen.
Well, it hasn't.
Believe me, I have to go out looking for them in a community patrol every day of the week.
Fair enough.
People like you just don't believe. And the other thing, Kerry leaves her handbag in her car in full view.
Yes.
Your turn now.
Yes, it is my turn now.
Now, I'm sorry, but no, I'm, as I say, having to be the person that helps on a community patrol in Papatoe, one of the things we are taught, we actually walk around cars and check to see if people have left gear in sight. And I would say, Mark, that you possibly, when you're in your driveway for 5 or 10 minutes, you don't lock your car in the driveway either.
It has happened, Joy. I'm sorry.
Learn, please.
No, well, yes, yep. I've been told. And I was joking before. Actually, if somebody did steal my car, it would be a huge inconvenience, and it wouldn't be worth the hassle. I was just joking. It was more a joke.
They can steal your car in less than 5 minutes, even if it's locked.
Mm. It was more a joke that nobody wanted to steal my car, Joy, because it's so crap.
I will send both of you.
Yes.
I will send you a flyer thing that you sit in your car. That says all valuables have been removed from this vehicle. New Zealand Police.
We only send one because there's only one person that's breaking that particular rule.
No, you will get one as well.
Okay.
I'll just send them to 1ZB, care of Mark and Kerry.
Yes, that will get it.
Private bag 92198, Auckland Mail Centre.
Well, I don't have that. I'm sitting in a car because I have pulled over to talk to you because you just made my blood boil. I'm sorry, but that upset me. And both of you, have you ever marked your electrical goods or your goods in the house with a DNA pen? And use snap.org.nz?
No, Joy, I'm sorry, I haven't done that either.
But we have publicised that.
Have you done it?
We haven't really got...
I have electronic goods. My everything in my life is pretty much with me constantly. The only thing that's worth any value is my laptop, and that stays with me. It's attached to me pretty much, my cell phone. And then the only other asset I have outside my car is my bed. And if somebody takes that, well, then that's gone.
Yeah, well, I've even marked my washing machine, and I'll tell you what, someone wants that, they can take it too.
Hey! You can't chastise me for saying that about my car and then saying about your washing machine.
No, it's marked. My washing machine is marked with a DNA pen.
Well, my car's marked, I suppose.
I will send you some mail in the next 24 hours till I've just finished working in a polling booth for the rest homes for the all day. I'm going home to have some lunch, but I just heard that and I just had
Fair
to
enough.
Let you know that
can
you
we,
must lit rock your car.
Can we still be friends?
I'll tell you when I get home, when I've sent the stuff. I will send you a parcel to you two in the next 24 hours.
All right. I'd like if we could still be friends.
I'm sorry, Joy. My husband will be applauding you. He will.
I know he will.
Yes, he will.
And a lot of people in this area know me very well and know my voice and will be saying, yes!